National FFA Convention, a roaring success. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. National FFA Convention winds up today in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Tennessee had some success at convention as well. Eric Hildreth of the Warren County FFA chapter won top honors as he was announced the national winner of the Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship Proficiency.
It was actually very exciting to win, and the experience was really good. I didn't have time to be nervous or anything, mainly because they had the light shining on us and the glare was horrible. It's a great experience. I recommend it for anybody that can make it that far.
Hildreth is the seventh FFA member from Warren County to win a national honor. Now with over 55,000 members coming to convention over the five-day period, a lot goes on. And this was Johnson County's Christina Maurice's first trip.
I love the retiring addresses. They give me goosebumps because they're so good, and they really motivate me to want to do that too. They really inspire me to really want to be as active as they are and be the best FFA member that I can be. It was like a sea of blue and gold. It was really cool. I've never seen so much blue in my life. It's a great experience, and you meet so many new people.
And Mary Lynn Anderson of the Dyersburg FFA chapter also made her first trip to convention, competing in the FFA Creed contest and participating in the national talent.
Well, it's pretty amazing. There's like 40-something thousand people, and, you know, everywhere we go, when you look around, that's all you see is blue. It's amazing that this many kids will get together and at school to have the public that knows nothing about FFA interested in our program.
And Tennessee was represented by 125 of 194 FFA chapters with around 1,500 people. Have a great day and join us Monday on the TRN.